Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Pete. Batting third. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vern Kennedy. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Henry. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jim Henry. And now, play ball. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete strikes out. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair strikes out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a pop-up towards short. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. the Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Werber moves to third. Jim Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Pete. Werber scores. Farrell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cook hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete fields it and throws to second for the out. Farrell moves to third. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mainisch takes first base on ball four. Kramer moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball four. Farrell scores. Kramer moves to third. Mainisch moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Mainisch scores. Fox moves to third. 2 runs are unearned. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Ray Phelps now pitching. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. McNair moves to second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a pop-up towards short. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-1 in the game. Pete takes first base on ball 4. Radcliffe moves to second. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 0-for-1 in the game. Henry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cook is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive towards third. Werber reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Haas. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kramer moves to third. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. McNair hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Haas. McNair reaches second base with a double. Kramer scores. It's 7-1, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McNair moves to third. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Phelps, and towards Hayes, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Ray Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps is 0-for-1 in the game. Phelps strikes out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pete hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a line drive towards third. Dykes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 0 for 2 in the game. Henry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cook hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Cook reaches second base with a double. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haas throws the ball into Hayes, who tags Kramer trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Cook scores. One out. It's 8-3, Red Sox. Jaime Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hayes fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hayes. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Phelps fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Ray Phelps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phelps is 0 for 2 in the game. Phelps hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to second. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Pete is hit by the pitch. Sewell moves to third. Radcliffe moves to second. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 3 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cronin hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Krivic. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Werber takes first base on ball 4. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cronin moves to third. Werber moves to second. One out. Jim Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell fires to third and picks off Cronin, with Hayes covering. Two outs. Jim Henry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henry is 0 for 3 in the game. Henry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 3 in the game. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bonura moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a line drive towards short. Cronin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Bonura moves to third. Hayes moves to second. George Washington pinch hits for Ray Phelps. George Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Italo Cellini now pitching. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cook hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Cook moves to third. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete fields it and throws to second for the out. Cook scores. One out. It's 9-3, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cellini fields it and throws to first for the out. Maynish moves to second. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got three RBIs. McNair hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. McNair reaches second base with a double. Maynish scores. It's 10-3, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks, Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Pete hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-4 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete moves to second. Sugarcane pinch runs for Mulehaus. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-6, Red Sox. Johnny Markham now pitching. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-4 in the game. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Markham, and towards Cronin, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Krivic moves to second. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 6. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.